welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And what are some of our top stories?
We got DreamSpark, free software for all.
We got some XNA announcements going on.
Tons of Silverlight.
That's right.
And Show Off.
Yes, that's right. So let's jump right to it. So to kick things off, DreamSpark, which was previously only available to university students, is now available to high school students. It's something that that Bill Gates announced this week.
Yeah, so how is Bill Gates still doing it now? Do you think it's just like showing up at events? And another thing, Microsoft software, free for everyone.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually...
With barbecue sauce.
He's not actually like checking with us. He's just, you know, whatever sounds good at the time.
I love how he made Bill Gates like a 60-year-old Colonel Sanders. That was great.
I hope he doesn't watch the show.
Oh, he doesn't.
So anyway, it's available for high school students. And also, I noticed the free MCTS certification exam voucher. So you can go take a, get your MCP, go take your exam, which normally I think is like $100 to do.
Here's what people care about. Visual Studio for free, Expression Studio for free, Virtual PC, XNA Game Studio for free. There's a lot of stuff there.
I think they care about the training voucher too, because you can't pirate a training voucher. So,
all right.
Let's be honest.
All right, so another thing that came out, and there's a bunch of CTPs, SDKs coming out, and this is the Silverlight Map Control SDK. And the goal here is, a lot of people are familiar with the JavaScript-only way to integrate virtual Earth. Mm-hmm. This is the Silverlight control. So, one, it's a much more performant. You can do things that you can't do with the JavaScript version. So I can overlay video on top of, say, push pins, and I can have locations. So, you know, I can do the map of the stars, and let's look at 80s B-movie sitcoms, and have that be my Hollywood tour.
Nice.
Right? And drawing polygons, business stuff, and where are sales, where you're doing custom images. All that stuff is built in, and it's much faster.
And this performance is Silverlight 2 right now.
Yes.
And it's, I think it's CTP, so you can't use this in production, and it might change, but they do want you to kick the tires, try it out, give them feedback, yada, 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 get ready for RTM.
Yeah, so some cool stuff here.
All right, right on. So another CTP that came out this week, this is actually your pick of the week last week, but you preempted the actual availability of the bits, and now you can go out and download... What?
Did I steal your thunder this week?
Yeah, sorry. You can get the latest release of the Windows Azure Tools CTP, and this, among other things, includes the ability to write PHP applications running on Windows Azure. So that's hotness right there.
Yeah, so Fast CGI PHP support is now available for download.
Nice.
To play with.
And they've hinted at this making it possible for other third-party languages to run in the cloud as well, but so far PHP is the one that we've seen. So it'll be interesting to see what else comes out.
Yeah, we are very early in Windows Azure time, but yeah, there's a lot of possibilities. This is what gets me excited, man.
I'm still waiting for J-Sharp before I adopt the cloud.
Yeah keep...
And Turbo Pascal. Yeah.
Turbo Pascal.
What? I've got a bunch of apps that I need to port. I'm not rewriting those.
Okay, no. Yeah. I'd file new app. That's what I would do. So speaking of tools, because the last thing was tools, and there
are
is
you calling
actually,
me a tool?
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of toolboxes.
Okay.
Expression Blend 3. So Rudy Grobler goes through a lot of the new features in Expression Blend 3, and we had talked about some of them last week, like Sketchflow. He goes through a number of things like that. In the asset library, you have just a custom drawing shape. Mm-hmm. You can drag and drop effects now. So I have a custom circle. You can see this on the screen. Drag and drop a drop shadow effect. And boom, it's already there. It
Instant
spits out
preview.
The XAML. And I get the properties window. Yeah,
wow.
So I can say like the direction and where the drop shadow is coming from. So there's no code, the WYSIWYG. And there's a ton of features in Expression Blend 3.
Including TFS integration.
TFS!
You knew I had to go there. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So there's a ton of stuff, even as he walks through some of the improvements in IntelliSense where it's not just schema-based. So lots of stuff there. Check out Rudy's post for sort of a step-by-step and... feature preview with screenshots.
Nice.
For the features.
Nice. That's awesome. I love these posts where people just get their hands on the bits and they just start going to town writing blog entries.
I love it. So absolutely.
It's very cool.
Remember when we used to do that at Microsoft? Now
yeah.
we just outsource it.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Rudy. Your $5 in the mail. No, not really. So Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3 side by side. So now that Silverlight 3 is available as a, what are we calling it, a beta? developer beta.
I think it is a beta.
Yeah, it's
beta
1. I think it's a beta. Then you might want to build your applications and test them side by side with Silverlight 2. But there's not really an easy way to do that. But basically, Jeff Wilcox has put together a nice blog post that tells you how you can go out and do that. So now you can get Silverlight 2 RTM installed on the same box as Silverlight 3.
Yeah, so people have been, say, doing a virtual PC to play with Silverlight 3. This mm-hmm. walks you through. You still need to support Silverlight 2 because your business is doing it, but you want to play with Silverlight 3 and not run it in a virtual PC.
Right.
This is what you need to follow.
Right, exactly. So nice job, Jeff.
Yes.
XNA 3.1 in the Build and Play contest. So this week is GDC.
Game GDC Developer 2009. Conference.
Exactly. I was there a couple years ago. And so that's generally the time that the XNA team announces things that are coming out. And so first of all, the Dream Build Play contest, that's where you can win money and actually win a publishing contract for putting together a cool XNA game. Mm-hmm. So start your engines, go write a really cool game there. And then XNA 3.1 was released, not a ton of new features, but there's a couple cool ones. Like you can use the new Xbox Experience avatars. You know how you build your avatar, and it's actually mm-hmm. my avatar on Channel 9, so I built that using Xbox 360. And you can incorporate that into your games, which is really cool because
right.
then you get
avatar integration.
Exactly. Also, they have some new APIs for working with video as well. So
and audio, I think, too, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's not clear from what I've read, but I think what that means is that you can actually play video that you have on your Xbox 360, like in your video store, which previously there was kind of a wall there. You couldn't actually access that content. So I'm still waiting to find out if that's actually what you can do. But if you could, then you could build your own media player, for example, and that would be really cool.
That would be great.
Yeah, and then the other one that caught my eye was supporting episodic content in the Xbox Live community games. So let's say that I publish, Super Mario Brothers, and I want to come up with an extra,
Halloween level.
Yes, exactly. Then you could do that, and then you could sell that. Of course, you couldn't actually sell Super Mario Brothers because you don't have the trademarks and patents, all that stuff. But as an example,
Super Nine Guy.
Super Nine Guy Brothers.
Do, 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 do.
Exactly.
Is that a dip, huh?
Yeah, that's totally different. Nice,
totally.
Nice riff. So speaking of XNA.
Yes, speaking of XNA, so this is a project called Silver Sprite, and what it allows you to do is you have 2D games, and mm-hmm. this is an open source project on CodePlex. It takes your XNA game.
Your 2D XNA game.
Okay. And spits it out into a Silverlight 2 version, so that way you can have your XNA games actually work in Silverlight 2.
Nice.
So I don't know, it says, can work with no code change, little or no code change, so
right.
I'm a little weary, especially how it would work if you're making a bunch of calls to the XNA framework. Little weary, but it could just work or... the translation and all the stuff that they're doing.
Is this, I haven't played with this yet. Is it a binary conversion? Like, does it reverse engineer the IL or does
I think
it take
it does
source code?
I think it does a code spit. So it spits out a XAML version. So maybe instead of calling into XNA libraries, it converts it into, say, XAML for
okay.
presentation
okay.
or some of the DLLs for, say audio,
okay.
for example.
So here's your homework for our viewers at home. Take one of the XNA starter kits and then try converting it and post your review. I'd love to find out what the experience looks like.
Yeah, I mean, if this really is that great, the XNA team should just integrate this and be like, where do you want to target? Web, console,
yeah.
and yeah.
Yeah, they should. Get our boy Klucher on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
He doesn't have anything. So what's this?
Oh, this is interesting web development related resources. So this is another one of those great roll-up posts.
You're right.
And so this is Josh Holmes that went through that. By the way, I love his avatar in the upper right with that RSS.
He's clearly guys. Going to the bathroom.
I don't think he is. He's not sitting on a toilet. He's sitting on a chair that actually looks like this chair.
You had your moments. Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, Josh put together an awesome post that just has a ton of resources for the web developer at heart. So
yeah, I think one of the coolest ones is a free CSS template. So a lot of times I suck at design. He links to a great site that has a bunch of Creative Commons design. So you're looking to just do a quick startup prototype, and you're terrible at design, you can reuse this.
Gotcha. Nice. So good post, Josh.
Now, Windows Web App Gallery. So there were two announcements out of Mix that we didn't get to cover last week. One of them is Windows Web App Gallery. And what this is people that build open source web applications mm-hmm. Like Drupal, like WordPress, mm-hmm. Like Auxite. what they can do is load their application into the Windows Web Application Gallery. So it's like the place where you share sort of your free open source applications that run on Windows. So WordPress can run on other platforms. This is the Windows version, if you will.
Okay.
So a couple of restrictions there. You can't have, say, something like a trial version of my application. Like that stuff like that doesn't work.
But that's good, though, because that means if I'm going to this web app gallery, I know that everything I get is free like beer.
Right, it's not registrationware or anything
exactly.
like that. So, and related to that is what's called the Web Platform Installer. So Scott Guthrie demoed this, actually it was somebody from his team, demoed this during his Mix keynote, but this goes through, and people are familiar with the WebPX, we've talked about it, where it installs VWD, SQL Server, configures IIS, FastCGI. The Web App 2.0 beta actually installs the applications. So you can install WordPress, and it will take all the dependencies that WordPress has and configure your machine. So goal is you want to build a website really fast. This is the easy way to do it, where it does almost like Instant Rails is probably a good example for the competition. Everything you need to get started.
Gotcha.
So setup and config is a lot easier.
Nice.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff coming out of that team. So Windows Home Server Power Pack 2. So we were talking about this. I'm actually not running Home Server because I use Media Center, and Media Center doesn't run on Home Server. I'd have to virtualize it and everything else. But you run Windows Home Server, and it's kind of the heart for the Fernandez household.
Yes, we have 7 machines on Home Server.
Do you
Server.
Really?
Yeah.
You have 7 machines? Holy cow.
You think?
That's sick, man.
Well, this is what happens when you have 2 devs. So the point is all the machines except for the servers, because they can't back up servers, are which is its own problem, are backed up here. They now have support for Windows 7. They have a bug when you are restoring images where it gets stuck at like 79%. They fixed that. They now support MP4. So things appear in your catalog. Just a bunch of...
What do you mean they support MP4? Like, before they wouldn't back up MP4?
No. Like, there's a way to actually look, scroll through your music in the gun.
So it's like a preview then?
Yeah. Okay. And some vendors, for example, like if you buy the HP automatically had a setup which was like an iTunes connector.
Okay.
So it did support a lot of that stuff and AAC and things like that. But out of the box, this supports that. And they also talk about for developers, and getting back to the dev story, is they now have a home where people can search for add-ons. So if you're looking for Windows Home Server or you're a developer building Windows Home Server, they now have a published place where you can find new add-ons for Windows Home Server.
Ah, and so do these, I wonder if these undergo some sort of scrutiny by Microsoft to make sure that they meet a certain quality gate or certification?
I'm sure, and there was community ones like We Got Served that a lot of people knew about, but this is sort of like the official Windows Home Server one, so I wouldn't be surprised if there are qualifications there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Home Server guys.
And it's on subscriber downloads now.
Awesome. So last week was Mix.
Yes.
So we shot from Mix, and
this was your pick of the week.
This was my pick of the week last week, actually a little bit. So the fact that the session recordings were available was my pick of the week. But admittedly, we didn't do a great job of helping you actually navigate and peruse through the nearly 100 different sessions that happened at Mix, and actually more than 100 if you add them all up and count the mini sessions. Greg Duncan took it upon himself to go out and take all of the content that we put together and build just a really nice list that you could use to quickly access all of the different recordings. So we make everything available in a high-quality WMV. We make it available for MP4, so you can download it for your Zune. We make available for your iPod. We make a version available for your Zune, and then we make the PowerPoint deck available as well, and a smaller WMV as well. And so he just put together a really nice list, and then switching from Greg Duncan over to Duncan McKenzie.
Yes.
He saw that and said, hey, we should incorporate that onto the site. So he was able to borrow from Greg Duncan's format and use that over with his permission on our Visit Mix site. And so now you can just go access everything in one really nice list. There's also, if you look at Mike Swanson's blog, he's also put together a renamer that you can use. Actually, I don't know if he put it together or if he referenced it, but it's available off his blog where you can go through and take all the sessions and rename them so that they have the actual session title in the name of the file as well, which is great if you're just taking stuff offline and want to watch it later.
Right.
So this is all stuff that we should definitely do moving forward on future versions of the site. I think sometimes we get so caught up with trying to get the content out in 24 hours that we don't always do that final mile of
that
making
last
it,
experience. Yeah.
Exactly. But thanks to guys like Greg Duncan and Phil Hack was giving us some advice as well. Then we'll be able to amp up that experience for you. So.
Yeah, so cool stuff. Bottom line, easy to navigate list of all videos.
Exactly. Thanks
and
for summarizing. Yes.
That's now on visitmix.com or 2009 or live or.
And also, I'm going to be at TechEd US in May, and I managed to convince Greg Duncan to come work the Team System booth with me. So if you want to meet Greg Duncan and myself, and we'll sign Channel 9 guys or something.
I'm the only person that's going to be interested in meeting you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious. There's going to be a crowd of people for Greg Duncan. It's
yeah.
Like,
hey.
Oh, is that your assistant?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for that. Which brings us to D-Zone reference cards. It's a little bit early for the pick of the week. So I think it's coming soon.
So these are D-Zone reference cards. I feel like D-Zone brought to you.
Call now.
Yeah, so Alvin Ashcraft, who we know, they actually put out CoreASP.net, and Alvin was nice enough to hook me up with a bunch of, look at this. This is the C-sharp version. Now, I haven't seen a J-sharp version.
It's coming. It's under legal review right now.
Yeah, I'm sure people are dying for that one.
So this is Silverlight 2. What else do we have here?
We got design patterns. We got a couple.
Nice.
And we need to do a This Week on Channel 9 one. And it'll be 3 pages of Angelina. It'll be really great. And then maybe like a little bulleted paragraph on...
I don't think so, man. On Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to flip that around. But anyway, you can print these out. They're free, right?
Yeah, these are free PDFs, and they're really useful, especially when you need... how do I do a double quote escape sequence for string literals? Or your quick reference for C-sharp expressions? You don't know.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Ouch, embarrassing.
Anyway, carry on. I'm going to learn this stuff.
So definitely check out the D-Zone ref cards, and thank you, Elm.
Backslash quote, yeah.
We go.
Oh, yeah, picks of the week.
So, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Hey, you know, it's a string little. It captivates me. So anyway, last week at Mix, one of the things that we do at Mix and PDC is this contest called Show Off. People submit 3-minute videos just showing off really cool stuff they've built using at least one Microsoft technology, be it Notepad, Visual Studio, Windows Server, whatever. And one of the contestants, these are the winners. So, or a couple of the entries we're going to talk about.
Your entry is first place.
Right. So this is first place entry, and this is the physics helper using Silverlight, and I think the video speaks for itself, so let's go ahead and jump to the clip.
Hi folks, Andy Beaulieu here for the Physics Helper Library, the fast and easy way to create physics games in Silverlight. Those really cool web-based games everyone loves. No more frustrating coding and calculating. Just draw your objects out in Expression Blend, add physics controls from the asset library, and in just 2 minutes, you'll be enjoying an eye-popping physics simulation. The unique design automatically calculates boundaries and mass for you, and detects collisions between physics objects. The static holder can be used to hold ground and ramps in place. Use the joint controller to create springs and wheels. Even create realistic ragdolls, just by drawing out your character in Blend and visually placing the joints. Enable the mouse pick spring property, and you can immediately interact with your creation on the screen. Got a beef with your boss? Create a voodoo ragdoll, and take your frustrations out on him in a safe virtual world. The Physics Helper Library uses the Farseer physics engine for its core, so you know it's proven and reliable. When you download the Physics Helper Library, you'll also get 6 great demos, including a simple physics game, vehicle simulation, and ragdoll demos. Download now and get a camera controller for free. Just add the camera controller in Expression Blend, set its target property, and your view will automatically follow the target. How much would you expect to pay for the Physics Helper Library? $50? $60? Act now and download the Physics Helper for free, including source code. That's right, including source code. Go to codeplex.com/physicshelper. That's codeplex.com/physicshelper. Download now.
So I love the format that he used. It's freaking hilarious. So congratulations on winning first place there. It's just really, really cool.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. Now, mine isn't a winner. It's an honorable mention, and it was tough. I didn't want to just, I got to shine on some of the projects that I thought were great. Like right. there's the, and it was tough, Pete Brown's Silverlight Commodore 64 and Silverlight 3.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty amazing. There was a lot of really cool technologies, but something about this one, this is Rick Barraza's using the Emotive headset. What it allows you to do is actually think and control a WPF application just by using your mind.
Let's go to the clip.
Hi, my name is Rick Barraza at Synergy, and I'd like to give you a sneak peek today at the Emotive Thought Control headset that's coming out in 2009. It lets you interface with your computer using thought commands directly. Now, if you're like me, the first time you saw Clint Eastwood flying Firefox and firing missiles by thinking in Russian, you thought, I have to have something like this. The Emotive headset is a very real first step toward making that happen. Let me show you how it works by seeing it interface with the WPF application I wrote. So here I am after I put on the headset. Now the model I have on is not going to be the model that's released in 2009 to the market. This is an early developer headset that the great guys at Emotive were kind enough to let disappear into the Synergy Labs for a couple weeks so that we could play around with it and see what it had to offer. So let's see it at work. I can interface with this WPF application and send the commands from the headset to the application and have it processed. So let me activate it. When I come into the navigation, I can then move things around and get to the area that I want to. Different applications to test out different features of the headset. The one we're going to demo today is the photo application, so let me jump into that. Now, I should say you can download the developer SDK right now from emotive.com, but as of yet, there isn't a managed DLL. So if you want to interface with this with the WPF application like we're doing here, you're going to have to take care of that part yourself. But once you do have that taken care of, the rest is just magic. It is such a cool piece of hardware, and we're really curious to see what the market's going to be able to do with it, what we'll be able to do with it, and where it takes gaming, where it takes natural user interfaces. The sky's really the limit with this thing. So once the application's set up, again, no other input other than my thoughts. I can, in this case, shuffle through different photos. And move things back and forth. Now, you don't need to be facing the application because it is thought control, but I have to say, I will be surprised if George Lucas does not want a nickel for every one of these headsets, because the first time you put it on and you start moving things around with your mind, you really feel like a Jedi. So again, this is the Emotive headset thought control interface. It should be out in 2009 to the market. You can learn more at emotive.com. I'm Rick Barraza for Synergy Labs, and we're showing off some of the features coming up next year for media and entertainment. Hope you enjoyed it.
So just unbelievable. I mean, and truly unbelievable. Like, while we were showing that, I could see the reaction on some people's faces that they really did not think that this was real.
Yeah, when we were showing it live at Mix, people
That's
were like,
right.
okay, whatever.
Yeah, and so you can go to the website, and there's a website that, you know, they actually sell these things.
We have pre-ordered 2 copies for Coding for Fun.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, I can think of some really useful or interesting ways of using that stuff.
The channel changer, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember what channel to do or
Heck
where
no.
the remote is
no.
or, you know, turning the lights off, do a little home automation.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Or just surfing the web. I don't know how I landed on that website, I swear, honey.
I was not thinking about that website.
Yeah.
I don't know how that came up.
Exactly.
I don't know why that got favorited.
I don't know why I'm IMing her. So anyway, that's it for
And
What's
kudos
that?
To all the people
oh,
who,
that's right.
who
it was
submitted.
Awesome. In fact, we had more entries than we actually had time to show.
Yeah,
which
it was kind of
crazy. Which is a shame, but it just shows how excited people are to show off the cool projects they're working on. So, nicely done, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks. Right.